This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another program of For a Better Life. In this program, dear brothers and sisters, I will be talking about Islamic business ethics. It is sometimes said that business ethics is evil. How can one do business and still be an ethical person? Isn't business all about self-interest, greed, and making a lot of profits? Yes, it is true that the physical earthly dimension of a human is based on two main characteristics. Number one, greed. And number two, anger. The former attracts whatever it perceives to be beneficial, and the latter repels whatever it perceives to be harmful. But the spiritual, heavenly dimension of business ethics consists of mind and conscience. Mind and conscience, dear brothers and sisters, which have the potential of controlling the elements of greed and anger. Because it was greed and anger who took 20 to 80 million of our African brothers and put them into slavery and shipped them in those horrible means, on those horrible ways, horrible behaviors that those slave masters had, shipped them to North and South of America in the great cross-Atlantic slave trade. 20 to 80 million Africans who suffered immensely, and not talking about those millions of Africans who died and perished in the Atlantic Ocean. It was greed and anger who led to colonization and colonized countries for 300 years with people. Deprived those nations from their wealth. We deprived those people from their own wealth and made ourselves richer, all in the sake and name of profits. We shipped slaves in horrendous ways to the North and South of America, and we shipped potatoes and other objects like fish and food items to Europe on the way back. All of this in the name of profit. When profit is checked with greed and anger, this is what you get. This is the outcome. We colonized Vietnam. Later on, when they kicked out the French, US came in and we killed and massacred and genocide 3 million Vietnamese, all in the name of natural sources. Greed and anger, when it is unchecked, when we do not have conscience, we do not feel any conscience, then that can lead us to dangerous path. Path which will only inflict suffering upon nations and people. And still today we see this greed, where we are using human beings as just mechanical tools, digits, a number. We're just using them as we are using robots in huge billion-dollar corporations, all in the name of profit. So when we add the adjective Islamic to business ethics, it might surprise some. But one has to realize that Islam is more than just a religion. in the spiritual sense of the word. It is a way of life. It embraces, it encompasses all the dimensions of human life, and one of them is business.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
There is no difference between the sphere of worship and the sphere of business. Islamic laws govern the family life of Muslims as well as they do when it comes to social conduct. And the foundation of Islamic business ethics depends on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. This earth, dear brothers and sisters, is our abode. It is our home. This earth and its surrounding atmosphere have the resources to sustain our lives on it. But as you can see, because of greed and anger, we have demolished our atmosphere, we have demolished our ozone, we have demolished our environment, we have sound, air, plastic, vision, pollution, all of these different kinds of pollution. When it comes to sound pollution, air pollution, you have vision pollution, all of it because of greed and anger. Even look at our farms. Some farms do not believe in the free-range chicken or free-range cows or free-range sheep. They just put them in a factory and they are forced to stand day in and day out and eat genetic modified food. And the lights are modified. So they turn off the lights so they sleep earlier, and then they turn on the lights so they wake up earlier, so that they produce more and more. These are not healthy food items. We are destroying our atmosphere and our environment from all different aspects. And we have to do something about it. When you have ethics in business, dear brothers and sisters, we can develop green economy systems. We can develop a green environment. We can develop a renewable energy system. We can develop green technology, renewable energy, and so on and so forth, without demolishing or at least having the least footprint on Earth. So we have to control greed and anger. Satan is our enemy and will try his best to misguide us. Divine guidance will come to us and we are expected to follow it. The life on this earth is for a fixed time only. We have to have death in front of us. Think about death. You should daily, as a Muslim, think about death. Not in a way that you get depression, no. You think about death, and then you will rectify your actions. The hereafter is the final destination. When you have the hereafter in your mind, when you brush your teeth, when you go and play basketball, or handball or football. When you go to your job, you have the hereafter in your sight. That will help you to correct your deeds, to rectify your deeds. The hereafter is the final destination. Whether the final destination will be blissful or painful depends on you. Whether or not we are following the divine guidance. So in Islam, we say that the human being is Khalifatullah fil ard. The human being is the vicegerency, the steward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. And one of the responsibilities of it is to have ethics in all the dimensions of our lives, to take care of the atmosphere, of the environment, and of the animals, plants, and minerals. Till next time, dear brothers and sisters, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you, and please join us in future programs here for a better life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need is all I need. All I need, all I need. Oh, 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 oh. This love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.